Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Colorado mass murder.
It went like 15 to 20 shots in like 15 seconds.
Was there outdated information in AstraZeneca trial?
This is the dominant vaccine in the world, and we've just questioned the data around it.
First city to pay reparations.
We have to begin somewhere.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 10 people are dead, including a 51-year-old police officer who was the father of 7 after a gunman opened fire at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado.
It was definitely panic.
We started hearing like bang, 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 bang. My first thought was just I need to get my wife out.
The attack is the second mass shooting in this country in less than a week. CBS's Omar Villafranca is near the scene this morning.
He went in the store. Oh, my God. Guys, we got people down inside King Supers. Holy shit.
A live stream of the shooting shows what appears to be victims both in and outside the building as witnesses scramble.
Active shooter, get away!
I didn't realize they were gunshots at first.
Anna Hayes lives directly across from King Soopers.
He was on one of the handicap ramps and he was shooting down at something. He ran inside the building.
Hundreds of police officers and at least 3 medical helicopters responded to the scene. But the first was Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley, one of the 10 killed in the attack. Inside the store, no one knew what was going on.
Heard, you know, one loud bang. Thought somebody just dropped something, an employee or something, and then another. And then by the third one, everybody was running.
He and others escaped through the loading dock.
So just at that point, it was just run, get out of there, tell everybody to leave.
The suspect in custody needed medical treatment, but police have not released further information. In Georgia, the man who police say confessed to killing 8 people at spas in the Atlanta area last week faces new charges that include malice murder and aggravated assault. 6 of the victims were Asian women. In Texas, police say a 66-year-old man's under arrest after he used a gun and his truck to pull over 3 National Guard vans transporting COVID-19 vaccine. 11 soldiers were ordered out of the vehicles at gunpoint, but no shots were fired. Federal health officials are now casting doubt on the results of the new AstraZeneca clinical trial done here in the U.S., suggesting outdated information might have been used. This comes as U.S. regulators will consider the vaccine for an emergency use authorization. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
The Data Safety Monitoring Board reported that AstraZeneca had put out data from March 11th, when there was data going all the way to March 16th. And there are 141 events reported in the clinical trial. And apparently there were more cases of COVID that were possible or probable over those next several days, which would have brought down the efficacy number by almost 10%.
Republicans are turning up the heat on the White House over the situation at the southern border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
This just shows how completely ill-prepared the Biden administration was for what's turned out to be an overwhelming tidal wave.
Republican senators plan a border visit later this week and are demanding access to children who are being held. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says the administration's trying to get the word out that coming here is a bad idea.
The White House says it's now running ads in Brazil and Central America.
These ads played on 33 radio stations, reaching an estimated 15 million individuals.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the ads urge would-be migrants not to make the journey now. She continues to insist the influx of unaccompanied minors is not a crisis.
Children presenting at our border who are fleeing violence, who are fleeing prosecution, is not a crisis.
The San Diego Convention Center will be used to house migrant children. President Biden met with Senate Democrats virtually last night as he puts together a $3 trillion spending bill. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
It involves spending about $1 trillion reportedly on improvements to roads, bridges, even the cellular network. That's the physical infrastructure piece. And then more money would go to investments like free community college, universal pre-K, and paid family leave. They call that human infrastructure.
Voters are going to the polls in Israel today in a closely fought race that's a referendum on the country's longtime prime minister.
A weary Israeli public is voting in the fourth election in just 2 years.
It's incredibly frustrating and dysfunctional and a huge waste of our tax money.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to form a stable government in three previous elections amid corruption charges, and a similar stalemate is likely this time. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Evanston, Illinois has become the first city in the nation to offer reparations to black residents for past housing discrimination. Vanessa Johnson McCoy is a realtor who grew up there.
We have to begin somewhere. Housing is just the first step, and there will be other parts of this initiative.
The city's approved $400,000 but pledges $10 million over 10 years. Eligible households will get $25,000. It's being paid for by a tax on the sale of recreational marijuana. It seems like last year only got more dangerous for people on foot.
Numbers for the first half of 2020 show pedestrian deaths per mile driven went up 20%. Governor's Highway Safety Association Director Jonathan Adkins says most of those deaths occurred at night.
It really suggests the need for better infrastructure, better crossings, and increased efforts really to make pedestrians more visible.
Speeding and distracted driving also contributing to the rise in pedestrian deaths. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Just after reports that her show was a toxic workplace, Ellen apologized and got a ratings boost a year ago. Now there's word from Nielsen the show has lost more than 1 million viewers, her core audience of adult women down 38%. At the NCAA basketball tournament, Colorado lost to Florida State, and head coach Tad Boyle said his players were aware of the mass shooting unfolding back home in Boulder.
I felt an emptiness in my stomach, another senseless act of violence that we've experienced as a country.
Number one seeds Michigan and Gonzaga advanced. Iowa and Kansas were upset victims. Late spring could be noisy in parts of the country, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
They're back. A once every 17-year hatch of cicadas is set to occur across parts of the eastern U.S. in May. And scientists say there will be billions of them who have been living off tree roots for the past 17 years who will crawl out of the ground, shed their skin, and be on the lookout for mates. As for that sound, males are showing that they can call as loud and as long as possible, which means they're probably a good mate. Experts think the loud sounds will begin around May 13th. Matt Piper, CBS News.
For the first time, Boston has a person of color and a woman as mayor. Kim Janey was the city council president until yesterday when she was sworn in to replace Marty Walsh, who is now the country's labor secretary. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.